did know you're my son.
Watch your step before getting onto the boat. It's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying... You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh, it's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh my God, it's gonna splash. Ugh, keep it locked.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 30th, join the Ultimate Frisbee Team for their practice happening from 4 to 6 p.m. on the intramural field. Also happening on Tuesday, join the Computer Art Club for their meeting happening in Fine Arts 321 from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Lastly, join Student Association for Trivia Tuesday happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Thursday, join the Student Caribbean Association for a game of Spooky Bingo happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in Alumni Hall. Also happening on Thursday, join the Center for Racial Justice for a powerful panel, discussion, and celebration of Hispanic and Latinx Heritage Month. This will be happening in the Great Room from 6:30 to 8 p.m. On Friday, join OK Crew for their K-pop dance workshop, happening from 4 to 5 p.m. in Fine Arts 103. On Saturday, be sure to check out the community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening on Dietz Street in town from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Saturday, join Student Association for A Night of the Impossible with Larry and Raven. This will be happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the ballroom. On Sunday, join WONY for our general body meeting and come and learn about our awesome club. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Fitzell Hall 303. Hope to see you there. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Be sure to have a great week and keep it locked.
Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome. This is WONY 90.9 FM. My name is NJ, and this is my show. It is called Kitchen Sink. And I am here today, and we're kitchen sinking right now. I almost didn't make it today. I was in a thrilling conversation, actually, Someone's coming in. Hi, Dakota. But I was in a thrilling conversation, and I was like, oh, shoot, it's 3:45. I gotta run. So I did that. Well, I walked very speedily, and I made it. So, and I even had some time to spare. So that was nice. And now I'm here, and I'm ready to kitchen sink. And I hope you're also ready to kitchen sink. This morning I woke up and I was in a very chill vibe. And I was like, well, I was like not in a chill vibe. I think like yesterday was, this week, okay, this whole week has been crazy busy. And I'm over it. And so I did some chill music today to try to like calm myself down. So maybe it'll work, maybe it won't, I don't know. But I also heard my mom has been having a crazy week. So maybe it's just a universal thing. And so this hour is for, well, yeah, this hour is for everyone to just like chill a little. The vibe is also giving like, I don't know if this is the right word, but if it like, okay, those of you that have Spotify know like the Spotify daylist things, they like make a playlist. I'm sure it's AI. I'd assume it's AI that like makes a playlist based on like what you normally listen to at that time on that day. So like if this were a Spotify day list, the word wistful I think would be in there. Is that the word that I was thinking of? I think so. Let's look up what wistful means, because what is that? My internet's not working, so I guess we don't get to find out. But if you know and if I'm wrong, then oh well. I'm not a dictionary. But we have some chill music, and then one song that's like not as chill, but I really wanted to throw it in here to just jam out. So that's it. Ah, it came up, wistful. Oh, having or showing a feeling of vague or regretful longing. I don't know. I guess we'll see. Maybe a little bit. I don't know about like regretful, but like, sure. Why not? So yeah, I don't know. Should we just like let it rip, start the vibe? I don't know. I don't have my fiddle today, so I'm not going to play anything. I just honestly, I was like, I got to do work. And then I was like, I don't really want to go anywhere and do work. Like I want to sit in my building and do work. So I did that, but I sat like at our front desk instead of in my room. And so I ended up in a conversation about like an hour in. So at least I got something done. But then I just stayed. I stayed an hour longer than I had to stay, and I was yapping. And that's one of the dangers. But it's okay, because it was a fun conversation, and I don't regret it. So whatever, we're chilling. But anyways, I would have gotten my instrument. Usually I practice before I come here, but I didn't do that because I was yapping. So that was the story. I'm trying to get better about actually finishing the stories that I start telling. Because usually I don't do that. Usually I get sidetracked, and then I get sidetracked again. And then I'm like, why did I say anything? I think I'm getting better though. So that's pretty cool. But anyways, we have a lot of one, two, three, four, five, six of the artists that I'm playing today are like my favorites. Like I would search their name and like play a whole album, you know, like that type of vibe, or play all their music on shuffle, something like that. Them plus like Conan Gray are like the only ones I can think of. I didn't put any Conan songs on here, although maybe I will. If I'm running out of music and I need music, Conan is my guy. We'll see how much I end up talking. I don't know. I feel like I'm on a roll right now. But anyways, I'm gonna like dive right in. We're starting with Josh Gilligan, who is like my favorite chill artist. I feel like he's got great lyrics. He's got chill music. Like I throw that on and then like I study, you know, or I throw it on and like, I don't know, like in the shower, if I'm just like, I need to like decompress before I go to bed, Josh Gilligan is my guy. And so we're starting with Turn the Lights Back On. by Josh Gilligan. So, usually I test that this works before, I didn't test it before I go on air. And so we'll see if it works. I'm hoping that it does. Okay. So yes. Turn the Lights Back On by Josh Gilligan. I hope you enjoy.
Find your hair in my bed, in my clothes, in my mouth, in my nose, oh no. If you'll still be there when it's all said and done, or if I'll just find less from now on. Every time I have no windows in my room or my halls. I was hoping I could look through yours. Sitting in a chair next to your front door, as I watch you do your makeup on the floor.
Hello, I'm back. That was just Real Estate by Adam Melchor, who is an artist I'm getting more into. So that's pretty cool. He just released an album not too long ago called The Diary of Living, and I quite like it. There's one song on it called The Diary of Living that I listen to the most, but I listened to the whole album like once or twice. It was pretty good. Chill vibes. Yeah, that's what we're doing today. This is Kitchen Sink and we're doing chill vibes. I'm trying to think what I have to yap about this week. And I don't know what's going on. It's been a crazy week. So like you'd think I'd have things to talk about. I don't know. Let's see. I went to a grad school fair on Monday. I know that's real interesting. But you know my favorite thing about like college fairs and stuff is that now they all have like fidget toys of sorts or like squishy things that you can get for free from their tables. Oh my goodness. Like, so I think I only got two at this grad school fair, but one of them is a little squishy bear with like a doctor's coat on. Bro, I have two now, and they both, like, it's not like two different schools ordered the same bear squishy and put their logo on the back. No, two different Dr. Bear squishies. Bro, it's awesome. That's so cool to me. And then I got one that it's like a man with some funny hair. And if you squeeze it, it makes a noise, which is terribly interesting to me. And so that was pretty awesome. I also helped with the Office of Sustainability, and we did Thrift Store Donation Day, which is really fun. I had a lot of fun, and they're really nice, and if you help, like, sometimes you get first dibs on the clothes that are donated. So after, like, literal years, okay, flashback to like maybe even eighth grade, ninth grade, something like that. Corduroy pants. I wanted a pair of like green corduroy pants so bad. And like I've always wanted corduroy pants, you know? I think I got a pair from like for Christmas or something, but they didn't fit, which was really tragic. But I held on to them and I was like, one day they'll fit. But I ended up getting rid of them. So that's tragic. But I found my corduroy pants, and they were like, we had a montage too, because it was like, I saw them, I was like, oh, they got a stain here, they're missing a button, like, they're in rough shape, but I washed them today, all the stains are gone, thank you Dawn dish soap, and I haven't tried them on since I washed them, but I tried them on before, which is maybe a little gross, but I did it, you know, whatever. I showered after, I don't know, like, but, I have corduroy pants now, and I'm so happy. I still have to put, replace one of the buttons, but, that's funny. My mom just said that they haunted her, because I wanted them so bad, I'm assuming. That's so funny. But now, like, I have a pair of corduroy pants, and I'm very excited, because it's also, like, it started to get cold today, which was wild. Waking up, so the past couple of days I've been waking up, it's like 58 degrees, maybe even 60 degrees walking to the dining hall. Nah. Today, 36 degrees overnight. Like, that just happened. That's crazy. It was cold today, but it's kind of exciting because I get to wear my sweaters and stuff, and I've been waiting for that. So, but it was real quick. Like, yesterday was like 75 degrees, and today the high was like 50. So, and the heat's blasting everywhere. Oh boy. But I'll get used to it. It's all right. Somehow I'm already 20 minutes into the show. That's pretty crazy. I guess maybe it's time for more music. I was talking about my week, though. That was pretty much the only interesting things. There's other things, but they're not as interesting. And so, yeah, why not? All right. The next song is called Bright Red, It's by Ryan Beatty, and it's from his album Calico. I went to a concert on, I guess, this tour. I don't know if it was a full tour. I think it was. I went with my mom last February, two Februaries ago. Wow. And it was fun. It was a good concert. He did a good job. Let me just play it. It's a good album. I don't know why my brain stopped working all of a sudden. Hello. But we're back. There's a lot of good songs in here, but I feel like Bright Red is one of those ones where it's like, it might be a little weird upon first listen, but I really vibe with it, and it's also chill vibes. And he says something about strawberries, I think, which is why I picked it. And so this is Bright Red by Ryan Beatty, because chill vibes.
Cry, no pain, close up, open, rainbow overhead, strawberry, bright red, taste is the sweetest, honey dripping, a circle on and some lose, some win, all these satellites litter the sky. Not even we can see past these material things. Not even when it's free. Yeah. There's a million ways that this could end, and no horizons ever promised. So while I hold my baby in my arms, I'll count on God to wake us up at sunrise.
Everything has its place, it is certain to me now. Wild and arranged, we were built the same purpose somehow. Every word in the world could join hands and sing. And still fall short of ever capturing. As sure as a ring goes with a hand, stars with the moon. And just like the ocean pairs well with the sand,
go with you. I go with you.
I'm back. That was Everything Has Its Place by Young Mister, which is such a fun name. Who are you? Oh, I'm Young Mister. Like, I guess. I don't know. Like, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I were a music maker, I think my name would be NJ Swag Money with a dollar sign as the S in swag. Just because that's my name on Be Real, and I think it really sits well with me, like yes, you know. And then my profile picture on Be Real, I think, is like me last Halloween in this crazy cat mask that my mom sent me. My brother got like not a matching one because they were different styles. But we both got them, and there was an intent. There was an intent last year to tap dance together with them on, and that didn't happen. And so, Jonah, if you're listening, I'll be home in a week, and we can do it then. How about that? That would be ridiculous, and it would be really sad that I couldn't. Since I'm talking about it now, you know, I'd bring it up again. And it would be really sad if it happened and I couldn't show everyone the video. But that's okay. You could, like, listen to the clacking sounds. I don't know. Anyways, maybe that'll be fun. But speaking of that, I'm going to be home in a week. And I'm thrilled. Like, bruh, I can't wait. to be home. I feel like I've been here too long. Which, like, I've been here since my birthday, which was, like, the beginning of September. So it's been, like, a whole month and I haven't gone home. And that's just too much. I don't know. It's my senior year, though, so I've only got to do this for a couple more months. And then I'm home for good. Until I'm not. Oh, I don't want to think about that right now. It has a time and a place. It'll happen when it happens. Anyways, but I'm really excited to go home. I don't know what the plans are. I know I am going to SUNY Purchase because my cousin is like the... Okay, I'm going to butcher all of this because I don't know anything about theater or how it runs. But like my cousin is like putting on a show. Like they're the one doing all the production stuff. And so I'm going to go and see it. It's going to be awesome. Purchase is fun. I've been once. And we went to a Tim Hortons that was like hiding inside of a train station. But we made it and we got Timbits. And Timbits are so awesome. So, you know, there used to be a Tim Hortons in Oneonta, which is crazy. Like, there's still a sign, I think, when you're like driving under the highway, like to go on to 23. There's still a sign, I think, that says Tim Hortons and there's an arrow. And I went and I looked and I was like, there's no Tim Hortons here. They got to take that sign down because it really messed with me. So I'm sure it'll mess with other people. The only other thing I've gotten at Tim Hortons was hot chocolate. Once I got it in Canada when I was in 8th grade. And it was the best thing I'd ever had. And then I got it again like a year ago. It was all right. It wasn't fantastic, I will admit. But the Timbits are great. And they come in a cute little box. Oh, I love a Timbit. Anyways, that's my Tim Hortons rant. It wasn't even a rant. It was just like, you know, me talking. I have a lot of time to fill. I've got 20 whole minutes left and 3 songs left to play. So this is awesome. And I'm like, I'm blanking. What's going on this weekend? I'm on duty, bro. I'm kind of grateful that I'm on duty. The past 2 weekends have been a little too crazy for my liking. And so like, the fact that I just have to like stop and chill is real nice. Like I'm actually quite excited. I'm on duty Friday. And so Saturday I'm on like backup. And so I can sit and hopefully I can watch a movie. I don't know. We'll see if I can log into my TV. Haven't tried it yet. But I somehow I got logged out. Well, something happened with my mom's Amazon account, whatever, and my TV is connected to that because it's a Fire TV. But like I just turned on my TV and it said, sign in. I said, what? I don't know. But anyways, my mission is to watch, what's it called? I Saw the TV Glow. That's like highest priority on my watch list right now. Like I need to see it. And so hopefully this weekend I will see it. It's like, it's October. Like it's spooky movie season. And I think I've only watched 2 spooky movies. And one of them, I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't even count as like a Halloween spooky movie because it's not. I watched The Thing. And like it's, I don't know, it's like they're in Antarctica and there's aliens, but it's not like ghosts and witches and all that stuff. Like aliens, spooky, yes. Halloween, I wouldn't say so. But I also did watch the Muppet Haunted Mansion special, which I personally thought was fantastic. Like they were making all these jokes and then they had to explain their jokes. And I was like, that's what I love. Like I love that. So that was quite fantastic. I would recommend that. And I want to watch it again. I watched it like towards the end of September and I was like, the mood is not quite right yet. Let me watch it again soon. So maybe, I don't know. I wonder, can you hear the chair going squeaky squeak? No, okay. The chair's squeaky and it's kind of annoying me, but that's okay. Anyways. if you have any spooky movie recommendations, you can call in. Our number is 607-436-2711. Because spooky movies are fun. Yeah. Okay, also, I'm just trying to find things to talk about, bro, but this is legit. Okay, so I'm a violinist, right? I'm saying that with pride. I used to be like, I play violin, but I'm not like a violinist. No, I'm a violinist. Yeah. Like, let me get back into it. I am. What? My mom said no. I don't know what she said no to, unless that's a spooky movie. Whatever. Well, not whatever. Thank you for your recommendation, if no is a movie. But anyways, so I'm a violinist, right? I'm taking lessons here at school for the first time in, like, since my senior year at high school, bro. And, like, this is fire. Like, I love to play my violin. Like, what? Like, where did that go? There was, like, a period of time, like, a couple years. Oh, it was about the chair. That's what she was telling me about, I think. Anyway, I just picked up on her, like, telepathy. Anyways, sorry. Okay. I'm like, that was a squirrel moment. Anyways, so, like, there was a moment in time where, like, I wasn't playing my violin, and I was like, I don't want to, and this isn't fun, blah, 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 blah. Bro, it's so much fun. Like, come on, let me get into it. So, I'm having a senior recital the end of next semester, and I'm, like, starting to plan what I'm playing for it now, and I'm so excited. And, like, I want to make it fun and collaborative, you know? Like, I have a friend who plays the piano, and he'll, like, learn just songs that he likes on the piano. So I'm like, oh, what if we do something with that? That could be really cool. I have a couple people I know that play guitar. And I'm like, what if we, like, do something with that? You know, like, I feel like that could be so fun. I don't know. Like, it's just so fun to make music with people. And I haven't done it in a way that's fun in a very long time. I think I'm always, like, a little too scared to ask. Because I'm like, oh, this is going to be really fun for me. But what if you're not actually into this? You know? I don't know. But, well, stay tuned on that. Because I'm really excited. And I'll probably yap about it a lot in the coming year, honestly. But, yeah. Why don't we get back into some music? Right? Yeah, awesome. Okay. We're going to start with a song by Hozier, who, why did I forget he existed for a little bit? Like, what? I don't know. I love him. I love his music. And for whatever reason, I just have not been playing it for, like, the longest time. So we're going to start with, it's called Icarian. Yes, Icarian by Hozier, but it's like I, comma, C-A-R-R-I-O-N, and then in parentheses, Icarian, I-C-A-R-I-N, just one word. So, he puts, like, I don't know, Greek mythology things in his music, probably, like, Bible stuff, too. I don't know, bro, I don't know. So maybe that's what that's about. There's also the gym equipment. In one of our gyms here has Icarian written on it. What does that mean? I don't know, but we're going to listen to this song because I like it. So I hope you enjoy.
If the wind turns, fight it a squall. Allow the ground to find its brutal way to me. Out from the sky, I've reached a rarer height now.
falls away from me. You have me floating like a feather on the sea, while you're as heavy as the world that you hold your hands beneath. Once I wondered what was holding up the ground, but I can see that all along, love, it was you all the way down. Leave it now, I am skybound. If you need to, darling, lean your weight to me. We'll float away, but if we fall,
to touch. tears of embers as they fall, the sound of soldiers at the door, a strange kind of beautiful.
Hello. That was A Strange Kind of Beautiful by Bruno Major from his album Columbo, which is such a wonderful album, and it, like, his previous two albums got so much more hype than that one did. I think, well, not hype, because he's like an underrated kind of, oh no, he's not, what the heck, never mind. Well, he's not, like, I don't know, pop music type vibe. He doesn't have like Taylor Swift listener amount, you know. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know music words. But that most recent album didn't get, like, as recognized as his other two, which is stinky because I think it's really lovely. He wrote a whole song about a car, and I think that's awesome. Okay, we have time for one more song. So somehow I managed to draw out the show and talk enough that, that it worked. The last song is, like, not the vibe of this entire show at all, but I wanted to play it because why the heck not? It's Upon Arrival by Charlie Berg, which I love, and I'm going to get up and I'm going to do a little boogie, and then my show's going to be over, which is a little sad, but that's okay. I'm going to eat din, and it's going to be awesome, except I think I'm going to Panera tonight, which will be fun because my friend Marissa from Long Island, She went here for, like, we overlapped one semester. She went here for a whole year, but I came here halfway through the year. And so, like, we were roommates. Well, quad mates. Sweet mates, whatever. For a semester. And it was awesome. And now she's back. This weekend only. Marissa is back. So, I was just announcing her, like, she was performing, like, a show or something, obviously. But yeah, I'm very excited. I'm going to Panera. I'm going to see her. I might get, what's it called? Mac and cheese. That's what it's called. Oh, or if they have autumn squash soup. Hoo, hoo, hoo. That's going to be good. In a bread bowl. Ooh, sign me up. So, our last song, Upon Arrival by Charlie Berg. And then I fear we're done. But I won't leave you hanging. I'll come talk afterwards, of course. I know, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, enjoy. Shout out Charlie Berg, bro. If you're ever in SUNY Oneonta, wait, if you're ever in Oneonta or upstate New York and you want someone to hang out with, like, give me a call. I'll buy you coffee, bro. That's my goat. I love Charlie Berg. Bro, imagine if, you know what? So, okay, little quick story. So this past summer, I had deleted my Instagram account because I was like, this is stupid. I'm spending so long just scrolling on these stupid reels. Yuck. And then, so I was like, okay, bye. It's done. I deleted my whole account and it was chill. It was great. But I got it again today. My rationale is that, like, I have friends at school that once I'm home, like, cause we're, most of us are seniors. So like once we're out of school, it's like, when am I going to see you? So I was like, okay, like I'll start following my friends so then I can like see what they're up to once we all graduate and we go our ways, you know? So, but it's stupid. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I think, whatever. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, why did I do this? Like, is it really that deep? Like, it's not, you know? But then it's also, I don't know how people give it so much value, you know? Like, they're like, oh, I got this many likes. I have this many followers, bro. But, like, how many of those people do you know? How many of those people, like, are your friends? Like, real friends? I don't know. That's just my take. So I'm sitting here, and I got this new Instagram account, and I'm like, this is dumb. And I'm already thinking of deleting it again. But I'll tough it out. And we'll see. And hopefully I don't scroll forever. If I do, it's gone. And I just know it's not for me. And that's okay. Because, you know, iMessage exists. And I can text people if I miss them. So, that's my tea. This has been my show, Kitchen Sink with NJ. On WONY 90.9 FM. No show next week. I will be home at this time. Thank goodness. 3 whole nights in a row sleeping in my own bed at home. I think. Unless I'm like staying over at my cousin's when I'm at Purchase. I don't know about that one. We'll see. So maybe 2 nights. 2 to 3 nights sleeping in my own bed at home. So exciting. I get to see my dog. I get to see my parents. I get to see my brother. I get to have food. Ooh, I'm so excited. So yeah, okay. I hope everyone has a fantastic end of their Thursday, a fantastic end of their week, and I hope everyone's dinner is delicious tonight, and have a fantastic weekend, and I'll see y'all in 2 weeks, period. All right, farewell. Bye now. Okay, I'm gonna go for real. Cheers.
Distance between lines. All I think about is you sometimes, all the time. Semitones are the distance between lines. All I think about is you sometimes, all the time.
reach out. I have no doubt that someone's there now. All right, can you describe it to me now? How you feel being alive? Only the dead survive.
Listen to WOLY 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
It's those troubadours of traffic trauma, Vince and Larry.
On the road again. You don't buckle up, you're on the road again. Right through the windshield and across the median. Buckle up, boy, you're on the road again.
On the road again. Here comes a semi roaring down the highway. You can't move a limb. Now those 18 wheels are gonna teach the hard way. There's just one way. Stay off the road.